Okay, May 31st, 5:06 a.m. 2020. Okay, so here's another edit. Again, because of the background music that I was playing, that I don't want to infringe on somebody's copyright. So this part of the recording, I was talking about. The seminar I had taken, and for a certain brand of paints and solvents. And at the end of the seminar, the company representative was talking about how to rejuvenate this one painting medium that they had, that after a while, when it gets down to like a third of the bottle, it starts to get starts to dry up and coagulate and get hard and whatever. And I already bought this before, and I already knew this, so I perked up when he was going to give a suggestion on what to do about that. He said to put in some of their brand solvent, because it's all the same. And so that's what I did, and it did loosen it up some, but not to where the point where it was. I could use it for a really thick painting medium. I didn't want to add it. I kept on adding some solvent over a period of time. I haven't looked at it recently, but it did loosen up a little, and it was actually reusable again, because it was to the point where I wasn't going to use it anymore, because it was just too clumpy, and you couldn't really mix it into anything. Let's see. Yeah, that's pretty much what this section talks about. So let me see what else we got. Anyway, so yeah, I got a lot done today. Just trying to use as much of it as possible. That it's at this point, it's not usable anymore. It was just barely usable when I started doing it. It still might have created some chunks in there that I'm not going to be happy with if I see them on the canvas. But you know, we'll see how that goes. Maybe the chunks won't bother me, but they usually do. Okay, so exploring white on this painting. Well, trying to figure out what to paint, I guess, was a pretty good process. I figured out what to paint way before I even started painting it, maybe 6 months before. And then it took me 6 months to gather the materials together and come up with a kind of an idea, you know, what to do. And I went through all bunch of different ideas in my mind about what to illustrate. And some of them were really complex, you know. And I said, no, you know, I'm getting tired of these paintings where I was working on this one painting where it's got all these little moving parts, not literally, but as far as the paint paint symbols are, you know, there's just a lot. And I don't like dealing with that sometimes. But so this painting, I want it to be one of those where you can just kind of slosh the paint on, you know. How hard could it be, right? Anyway, it's been that kind of a painting. It's kind of nice because, you know, even though I was going to be dealing with white, when I started the painting, I used red to paint with, and some white, and you know, and some other pigments to darken the red or whatever. Lighten the red, darken the red, you know. Anyway, so I played with that and came up with, and I already had done some preliminary thumbnail paintings on some canvas board that I had. And I did three of them, and I said, yeah, you know, it's after doing three, you go, yeah, I can't really come up with a real idea. You can come up with how it might look, you know. So if that's good enough, then okay, let's throw that out there, and then the painting will be the fun part. Let's see. Anyway, so I started off red, and I was able to play with it and get a feel for the surface, you know, the bigness of it all, and you know, what a lot of paint does and what hardly any paint does to the canvas, and you know, so. But let's see, I guess that's about it. Country's still rioting. Well, not the country, just a few people. The anarchists are still rioting. This is not a great place to deal with sometimes, but it's not that bad. People have got to stop doing that, listening to the agitators, the anarchists. You watch some YouTube stuff, and I came across this guy, Jordan Peterson, and he said, "People don't have ideas. Ideas have people." And I go, "Okay, that makes a lot of sense right there." Look at these people that are out there rioting. That's an idea that got a hold of them, and they're going with it. Maybe make a little profit off of it too, and give it stick it stick those put a stick in the eye of the guy that holding you down, whoever that is now. Could be a lot of different people. Could be somebody of your own race nowadays. Shit. Anyway. Yeah. So I also read about painting that you should paint to the world, and that it's that it really is a working man's endeavor to be a painter. So you try to explain it to all the working men throughout the world, what you're doing. Okay.